Eurozone is heading for a possible recession with a 0.2% contraction in the second quarter of this year. Europe's top economies, namely Germany and France, both experienced a downfall. Spain didn't do any better with the country. Fresh violence hits Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Egyptian troops have once again clashed with militants in the region's north. There's still no word on possible casualties. The violence started when militants stormed a police station in Sinai earlier this month and killed 16 Egyptian border guards. More anti-regime protests in Bahrain. This time the demonstrators have rallied in the capital Manama and its surrounding villages. They renewed their call for the downfall of the regime. They've been pushing for that since early last year. So far, scores have lost their lives in the regime's crackdown. Pope Benedict's former butler, Susan Trial, Paolo Gabriel, is charged with stealing confidential papers and leaking them to the press. The documents accuse church officials of engaging in corrupt dealings. Gabriel says his goal was to stop evil and corruption in the church. A former Disneyland employee sues the Walt Disney Company for harassment and religious discrimination. Imane Budlal says she was fired because she wanted to wear a Muslim headscarf at work. Budlal says she was also called terrorist and camel by her co-workers and supervisors. A show of military might, a Russian flotilla of warships is now in the Mediterranean to perform combat training exercises there. The ships are from Russia's Northern Baltic and Black Sea Fleet. Russia's Joint Naval Task Force conducted another 2 days of tactical exercises in the region last week. Iran steps up relief efforts following deadly twin earthquakes in its northwest 3 days ago. Over 300 people died in the powerful tremors in East Azerbaijan province. More than 4,500 others have been injured. Makeshift camps have been set up for tens of thousands of displaced by the natural disaster. A powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake strikes deep in the Sea of Okhotsk off Russia's east coast. The tremor was so strong that it was felt by residents throughout northern Japan. It even jolted the Japanese capital of Tokyo. Officials say no destructive tsunami is expected.